I am Bishop Peter, and welcome again to Tough Truth. I will indeed be much obliged if you will subscribe by clicking on the red subscribe button below. Please do click it right now so you don't neglect to do it later. Then help share our videos a lot. Well, today, it's Honor Thy Father and Mother, part number 85, Exodus 20 and 12. Honor Thy Father and Thy Mother. Well, today I'm continuing speaking untroublesome parents, and as you might have noticed, this problem has really proliferated. Well, I will have you know that a sustainable, habitable abode is usually generated by hard grinding work in collusion with virtues like thoughtfulness, consideration, patience, clarity of mind and purpose, sanity, discipline, congeniality, and of course a facility for and a fidelity to God's law. These virtues, however, seem to elude the theater of the imagination of troublesome parents. Well, 1 Samuel 14 and 29 says, "My father hath troubled the land." Well, there you have it, our troublesome parents. Well, while we may lack access to the content of their consciousness, it is, however, easily perceivable that troublesome parents are not trustworthy, they're not reliable, they're not credible or caring. Well, they are usually stuck in waywardness and meaninglessness, always gratifying their own inclination at the expense of the collective good of the entire family, being always resentful of their own existence and the thriving prosperity of others, including their own children. Well, I will assure you that eventually they will fall victim to their own maliciousness and cruelty. Well, Proverbs 11 and 17 does say, "He that is cruel troubleth his own flesh." Well, until next time, here's your friend and partner, Bishop Peter, said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. You fear God and you keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of men. Amen.